约翰福音第十五章
Gospel according to John 15。
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he brings much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch, and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done unto you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
诗篇第八十篇
Psalm number 80
诗篇第八十篇
Psalm 80
第七节和第八节
Verses 7 and 8
万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。你从埃及挪出的一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。
O God of hosts, restore us and cause thy face to shine upon us.And we will be saved. Thou didst remove a vine from Egypt. Thou didst drive out the nations and didst plant it.
以赛亚书第五章
Isaiah 5
以赛亚书第五章
Isaiah chapter 5
第一节我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论到他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。
Verse 1. And let me sing now for my well-beloved, a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill.
他刨夸园子，剪去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒池，指望结好葡萄。反倒结了野葡萄。
Verse 2, and he dug it all around, removed all its stones, and planted it with the choicest vine, and he built a tower in the midst of it, and he hewed out a wine vat in it. Then he expected it to produce good grapes, but it produced only worthless ones.
第五节
Verse 5,
现在我告诉你们，我要向我葡萄园怎样行，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭。拆毁墙垣，使他被践踏。
So now let me tell you what I'm going to do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it will be consumed. I'll break down its wall, and it will become trampled ground.
二十七章，以赛亚书二十七章。
Isaiah 27.
第六节。
Verse 6.
二十七章第六节。
Chapter 27, verse 6.
将来雅各要扎根，以色列要发芽开花，他们的果实必充满世界。
In the days to come, Jacob will take root, Israel will blossom and sprout, and they will fill the whole world with fruit.
我们再读以西结书
Ezekiel
第十九章
Chapter 19
十九章十一节和十二节
Verses 11 and 12
第十一节伸出坚固的枝干可以做掌权者的杖这枝干高举在茂密的枝中而且它生长高大枝子繁多
And it has strong branches fit for scepters of rulers and its height was raised above the clouds so that it was seen in its height with the mass of its branches
然后十二节但这葡萄树因愤怒被拔出摔在地上东风吹干其上的果子坚固的枝干折断枯干被火烧毁了
But it was plucked up in fury it was cast down to the ground and the east wind dried up its fruit its strong branch was torn off so that it withered the fire consumed it
如今在于旷野干旱无水之地
And now it is planted in the wilderness in a dry and thirsty land.
我们早上读经就先读到这里。
This is our scripture reading for now.
我们有一点的祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你早上让我们能够在你的话的面前。
Lord, we thank you for placing us before thy word.
求主让我们的心在你话语的面前是敞开的。
May we have an open heart to your word.
让你自己可以亲自对我们每一个人说话
So that you can speak personally to each one of us
超过我们人的软弱来说话
Speak far above our weaknesses
好叫你自己的旨意能够早上成就在我们的身上
So your purpose can be accomplished in us this morning
靠主耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus Christ
早上我们想借着约翰福音十五章第一节到第八节那里讲到葡萄树与枝子这一个这一件事。
This morning we'd like to fellowship concerning John chapter 15 about the vine and the branches.
然后我们刚才读到旧约里面好多处的圣经都讲到有关葡萄树的事。
As we read also in the Old Testament, many scriptures talked about this vine tree.
我想当今天我们这些人听到主耶稣说的这一句话说我是真葡萄树
I believe as we hear the Lord saying this morning concerning I am the true vine
我们的感受跟当时的以色列人的感受是完全不一样
Our perception will be quite different from in those days the Israelites that were around him
因为所有的以色列人都知道什么是葡萄树
Because all the Israelites realized what a vine means
因为在诗篇里面就已经用了这一句话说神从埃及挪了一棵葡萄树出来
Because it was recorded earlier in Psalms that God has removed a vine tree from Egypt
许多的先知就用葡萄树来代表以色列人
So many prophets typified Israel by this vine
不但是以赛亚以西结何西阿许许多多先知在他们的信息里面都用葡萄树来代表以色列人。
Many prophets such as Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Amos all used the vine to represent Israel.
以赛亚曾经说，他说：“万军耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家。”
Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah said, "The God of hosts, his home is the vine tree."
所以以色列人在他们的心里面的深处，他们乃是把这个葡萄园当作以色列民族的一个象征。
So in the depths of the heart of every Israelite, they have the realization that the vine represents Israel.
不但是代表以色列这个民族的生命的象征，这实在是代表他们属灵生命的一个象征。
It not only represents the kingdom of Israel, it also represents their spiritual life.
所以以赛亚书说，雅各呢要扎根。
That's why Isaiah said again, Jacob will be planted.
以色列要发芽，要开花。
Israel will blossom and bloom.
这个扎根和这个发芽都是指的生命的现象。
This matter of taking roots and blossoming are manifestations of life.
在以色列的历史里面，他们有兴盛的时候。
In the history of the Israelites, they had times of prosperity.
他们也有荒凉的时候。
They had times of desolation.
但当他们的属灵的光景是兴盛的时候，先知就说那个树。极其的茂盛。
In the time of spiritual prosperity, the prophets said this tree was very fruitful.
当他们落在荒凉的光景的里面，先知说这棵树好像栽在旷野， 荒旱无水之地。
And during the times of desolation, the prophet said this tree was like unto being planted in dry ground.
因此所有的以色列人都知道这一件事，葡萄树就是指他们自己说的。
Therefore, every Israelite realizes this vine is a type of themselves.
而且葡萄树是特别指的以色列那属灵的生命而说的。
And the vine specially typifies the spiritual life of Israel.
当那个时候，当我们的主在地上的时候，以色列人的那棵葡萄树正是栽在那个旷野无水之地。
So during the time of the Lord Jesus, the nation of Israel was just like a vine planted in the dry ground, waterless place.
因此，所有的以色列人，他们心里面都有一个很深的盼望。
Therefore, in the heart of every Israelite, they had a deep longing.
就是这一棵树有一天能够按照先知所预言的，能够重新发芽。
That is, this vine, according to the prophecies of the prophets, will one day sprout again.
但是一年一年的过去，这件事没有发生。
A year after year, this has never happened.
一代一代的过去，这件事情没有发生。
Generation after generation, this never took place.
所以父母就告诉他们的儿女。
Therefore, the parents would tell their children.
先知预言我们葡萄树有一天要发芽。
The prophet has prophesied that the vine one day will bloom again.
因此这个故事在以色列人里面一代传给一代。
Therefore, this story was passed on generation to generation.
他们的心何等的迫切，要等候那个葡萄树有一天发芽。
They had such a deep longing in their heart that one day this vine would sprout again.
因此他们的心与我们的心是不同。
Therefore, their heart is different from ours.
他们听到葡萄树的时候，与我们听到葡萄树的时候，那个感觉不一样。
When they hear about the vine tree, their perception is different from ours.
但是有一天，主耶稣对他们讲了这一句话。
One day, the Lord Jesus told them this.
他说：“我就是真葡萄树。”
Says, "I am the true vine."
这句话我们可以用另外一个翻译的方法。
We can put it in a different way.
可以说。主耶稣说：“我是葡萄树的实际。”
The Lord could say, "I am the reality of the vine."
主耶稣在这里所说的这一句话的意思就是：“我就是你们所等候的那个葡萄树。”
What the Lord meant here was that He is the one whom they have waited, the true vine.
为什么主耶稣能够这样说呢
？How could the Lord say this?
因为主耶稣就是以色列的生命。
Because the Lord Jesus is the life of Israel.
主耶稣就是预表中的那个葡萄树。
The Lord is the reality of the type which is the vine.
就像原来那个葡萄树是从埃及挪出来的。
Just like the original vine which was plucked out of Egypt.
你记得吗？当主耶稣出生以后，为了逃避希律王，他的父亲就把他带到埃及去了。
You remember, after his birth, because, in order to escape Herod, his father,brought him to Egypt.
圣经上说这件事情是为了要应验先知的话，说从埃及要招出我的儿子来。
Scripture told us this took place because it was to fulfill the words of the prophets out of Egypt, and I brought my son.
主耶稣这棵葡萄树也是从埃及出来。
So this vine tree of the Lord Jesus also came out of Egypt.
就像那头一棵葡萄树是从埃及带出来的。
Just like the original vine tree was plucked out of Egypt.
这个葡萄树的实际，这真葡萄树，也是从埃及带出来的。
The reality of this vine, the true vine, came out of Egypt.
我们感谢神，这个葡萄树有一个栽培的人。
We praise the Lord that there is a vine dresser for this vine.
每一个生命都有一个栽培的人。
Every life, there is a vine dresser.
有人说，天空的飞鸟没有人栽培他们。
Some say the birds of the sky have no one to care for them.
有人说地上的野花没有人栽培他们。
Some say the flowers in the field have no one to care for them.
但主耶稣说，天父就是栽培他们的人。
But the Lord Jesus said the Heavenly Father is one who cares for them.
在头一棵葡萄树，那个时候，神把他们交给先知，交给祭司，交给君王。
During the time of the first vine tree, God committed them to the prophets, priests, and the kings.
这里有先知来栽培他们，有祭司来栽培他们，有君王来栽培他们。
So they had the prophets, priests, and the kings to care for them.
但是这棵新的葡萄树，栽培他的人就是天上的父。
As far as this new vine, the only one that cares for him is the Heavenly Father.
今天在地上，我们就是这个葡萄树的枝子。
So today on the earth, we are the branches of this vine.
我们只有一个栽培我们的人。
We only have one vine dresser.
就是我们的父。
That is our heavenly father.
在旧约里面有一个人特别能够来预表我们的主。
In the Old Testament, there is a character which represents the Lord fully.
那个就是旧约里面的约瑟。
That was Joseph in the Old Testament.
这个约瑟在旧约里面就代表我们主的丰富。
Joseph in the Old Testament typified the riches of the Lord.
因为因着约瑟的缘故，整个雅各的家都能够得到供应。
Because of Joseph, the whole house of Jacob was supplied.
在诗篇里面就曾经讲过这句话，他说那个领约瑟如领羊群的以色列的牧者。
It was recorded in the Psalms, the one who led Israel as he led Joseph, the shepherd.
我们的神领约瑟像领羊群一样。
Our God led Joseph as he led his flock.
他当初怎么样领约瑟，今天也照样要带领我们。
However, he led Joseph, likewise he will lead us today.
这棵葡萄树乃是预表以色列的生命。
So this vine represents the life of Israel.
这棵葡萄树也是预表我们的生命。
This vine also typifies our life.
所以在哥罗西书里面，他曾经有这么一段短短的话，他说基督就是我们的生命。
So there was a phrase in Colossians, Christ who is our life.
我们的生命与这个葡萄树有关。
Our life is connected with this vine.
如果我们要了解一点有关生命的事，
In order to understand the things concerning life,
如果我们想要在生命的事上有一点学习，
In order to learn the things concerning life,
我们要来看这个葡萄树，
We must take a look at this vine.
我们要来认识这个葡萄树和这个枝子，
We must know this vine and its branches.
首先在15章里面就很清楚地告诉我们，他说我们就是枝子。
Chapter 15 tells us clearly, we are the branches.
主是葡萄树。
The Lord is the true vine.
我们是树上的枝子。
We are the branches of this vine.
我想这是一个非常简单的一个陈述。
I believe this is a very simple analogy.
属灵的事其实都是非常的简单。
Spiritual things are actually very simple.
所以这里有一棵树。
Here we see a tree.
这树上有许多的枝子。
It has much branches.
这个树就是我们的主，他说他是真葡萄树。
This tree is our Lord who says, I am the true vine.
那我们不过就是他身上的枝子。
We are nothing but the branches.
今天早晨呢，我到我的院子里面去捡了一根枝子。
This morning I went into my yard and cut off a branch.
这就是我早上所捡到的一根枝子。
This is the branch that I have cut from my yard.
这个枝子不是葡萄树的枝子。
This is not a vine branch.
因为我的家里面没有葡萄树。
Because I don't have vine in my yard.
这是一个栀子花的一个枝子。
This is the branch of a gardenia.
我们就是一个枝子。
We are a branch.
这个枝子就是我们生命的一个代表。
This branch represents our life.
这个枝子看起来是绿色的。
It looks like it's green.
看起来是有生命。
Looks like it possesses life.
好像是活着。
As though it's living.
但是我要问弟兄姊妹一个问题哈。
I ask brothers and sisters a question.
到明天早上这个枝子是什么样子？
What would happen to this branch tomorrow morning?
到后天早上这个枝子是什么样子？
What would it be like day after tomorrow?
弟兄姊妹，这个枝子就代表我们星期天属灵的生命。
For instance, this branch represents our Sunday morning life.
如果我们想要认识我们礼拜一早上的属灵的生命的话，
If we want to know the life that is on Monday,
我可以把这个枝子借给你。
I can loan you this branch.
你把它带回家去。
Bring it home.
到了礼拜一的早上，你把这个枝子拿出来看一下。
Take a look at it Monday morning.
那仍然是代表我们属灵的生命。
That probably still represents our spiritual life.
然后我们每天早上再把这个枝子拿出来看一下。
And we will look at it every morning, ever since.
它仍然是代表我们属灵的生命。
It still represents our spiritual life.
常常在我们的经历的里面，我们有这样的一个感觉。
Oftentimes in our experience, we have such a feeling.
好像我们在主日的时候，我们的生命好像是活的。
that on Sunday morning it seems as though our spiritual life is living.
到了星期一早上，我们的生命就已经弱小很多。
But come Monday morning, our life has withered.
到了一个礼拜的周末的时候，我们的生命好像几乎没有。
Toward the weekend, our life seems to have vanished.
因为我们好像是一个离开葡萄树的枝。
Because we are just seems as though we are cut off from the vine.
这样的事情是非常的清楚。
This is a clear analogy.
我们每一个人都了解这个枝子为什么后来会失去它的生命。
Everyone understands how this branch would lose its life.
但是我们很不容易了解为什么我们的属灵的光景是那样的清楚。
But it's hard for us to comprehend our own spiritual condition.
那个原因是一模一样。
The results are exactly the same.
这是一个非常简单的一件事。
It is a very simple matter.
主说我是葡萄树。
Lord says, I am the true vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
没有其他的复杂在里面。
There's no complication therein.
只有一棵葡萄树。
There's only one vine.
有许许多多的枝子。
There are many branches.
这一棵枝子离了葡萄树以后。
After this branch is cut off from the vine.
它就不能做什么。
It could not do anything.
所以常常我们有一个感觉好像我们属灵的事我们做不了什么。
Oftentimes we feel powerless to carry out spiritual things.
这是一个正常的事。
This is something normal.
因为这样的一个枝子不能做什么。
Because such a branch can never do anything.
除非这个枝子连在葡萄树上。
Unless this branch is connected to the vine.
就不能结果子。
We cannot bear fruit.
所以这个葡萄枝子它生命有一个简单的原则。
So there's a simple principle to the branch.
要让这个枝子能够长久活在生命里面，那个原则就是与葡萄树联合。
In order for the branch to have life, it has to be connected to the vine.
生命的原则就是一个联合的原则。
The principle of life is the principle of union.
什么时候有联合，什么时候就有生命。
Whenever union took place, life took place.
什么时候没有联合，什么时候就没有生命。
Whenever there's no union, there's no life.
生命是不能做出来的，生命是不能创出来的。
Life cannot be manufactured, cannot be pretended.
生命乃是因为有里面的联合。
Life is so because of its union within.
这是主耶稣所说话的意思。
This is the meaning of the Lord's word.
他说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
When he said, I am the true vine, you are the branches.
当一个枝子与葡萄树连接的时候，
When a branch is connected to the vine,
我们就发现一件事。
We discover one thing.
这个枝子呢，就能够有生命。
This branch will receive life.
这个枝子呢，就有一个结果子的生命。
This branch would have a life which bears fruit.
我不知道你们怎么样。
I don't know about you.
我有一段时间呢，我很不喜欢听人家讲结果子。
There's a period in my life when I dislike hearing about bearing fruit.
为什么我不喜欢听人家讲结果子呢？
Why didn't I like hearing about fruit bearing?
因为我觉得我没有结果子。
Because I consider myself as not bearing fruit.
没有结果子的人最不喜欢听人家讲结果子的事。
Those who do not bear fruit dislike hearing about fruit bearing.
因为听了以后呢，里面有责备。
Because once you hear it, you hear a voice of condemnation.
听了以后呢，里面呢有不安。
You feel a feeling of unrest within.
我不知道你怎么样，我是这样。
I don't know about you. This is my case.
所以我很不喜欢听人家讲结果子的这种。
Therefore, I did not like hearing about the preaching on the fruit bearing.
我最不喜欢人家选一首诗歌。
I dislike people selecting one hymn.
一首诗歌啊，说岂可空空的去见主。
The hymn says, How can you meet the Lord empty-handed?
哎，我最怕唱那首诗歌。
I was afraid to sing that hymn.
但是呢，很多人很喜欢点那首诗歌。
Many people like to pick that hymn.
哎呀，我岂可双双空手去见主。
How can I meet the Lord empty-handed?
每次我听到那样的诗歌，我就头就低下了。
Every time I heard such a hymn, I bowed my head.
因为我有一个感觉，我不会为主做工。
Because I had a feeling I did not know how to work for the Lord.
我很羡慕那些会为主做工的人。
I envy those workers.
我不会为主做工。
I don't know how to work for God.
我不会为主结果子。
I don't know how to bear fruit for the Lord.
我既然结不出果子，我就不喜欢听这样的道。
Since I cannot bear fruit, I don't want to hear such messages.
这样的道给我压力。
Because such message give me pressure.
直到有一天主让我有一点认识。
Until one day the Lord opened my heart.
结果子不是为主做工。
Fruit bearing is not a matter of working for God.
结果子是让主在你的身上做工。
Fruit bearing is allowing the Lord to do a work in you.
你看那个葡萄的枝子在那里结果子，是不是那个枝子在做工呢？
As you see the branch bearing fruit in the vine, do you see the branch working?
是那个葡萄树借着那个枝子在做工，对不对？
It is a vine doing its work through the branch, right?
那个枝子本身不会做工的。
Branch by itself cannot do a work.
所以呢，我里面的感觉，就觉得对，我是不会做工的。
Therefore, my feeling was that, yes, I don't know how to work.
那感觉没有错。
My feeling was correct.
而我应该要让主在我身上做工。
Yet I needed to allow the Lord to do a work in me.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个很大的释放。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great release.
我们都有这样的感觉，我们不会做工。
We all have such a feeling, we don't know how to work.
对，有的人来这里啊，请我们有一点服事的时候
，So when people ask us to do a service，
我们常常就觉得，哎呀，我不会啊。
We often feel we don't know how to do。
你有没有说过这样的话
？Have you ever said such a thing？
也许有的人请你叫主日学。
Maybe some had asked you to teach a Sunday school class。
你说我不会啊。
You say I don't know how。
也许有的人请你领诗歌。
Some ask you to be a song leader。
你说我不会啊。
You say, I don't know how.
如果我们里面觉得我们不会。
If we fell inwardly, we don't know how.
我们还是认为结果子就是为主做工。
And because we consider bearing fruit as doing a work for God.
其实是让主做工。
Actually, it is to allow the Lord to work.
所以在结果子这件事情上呢，问题不是能和不能。
So in the matter of fruit bearing, it is not a question of whether you can or cannot.
这个问题是在愿意还是不愿意。
It is an issue of willingness.
所以我们要有一个这样的一个认识。
So we need to have such an understanding.
今天所有的问题都不是能和不能的问题。
All our problems, they are not one of ability.
因为不是我们做工。
Because it is not us who do a work.
既然不是我们做工，就没有能与不能的问题。
Since it is not us to perform the works, there is not the question of ability.
今天只有一个问题。
There's only one question.
就是我们愿不愿意。
Whether or not we're willing.
这也是主常常摆在我们面前的问题。
This is a question oftentimes the Lord places before us.
也是我们常常在主面前与主的一个交涉。
This also is an issue that we often bring to the Lord.
就是我们愿意不愿意。
That is whether we are willing or not.
弟兄姊妹，做妻子容易不容易？
Brothers and sisters, is it easy to be a wife?
我们当中很多姊妹，你们都是妻子。
Many sisters among us are housewives.
我问你们做妻子容易不容易？
I ask you, is it easy for you to be a wife?
很多人在摇头啊。
Many people shake their heads.
那些都是妻子。
They are all the wives.
那些做妻子的都会摇头。
The wives are the only ones that shake their heads.
做妻子很不容易的。
Because it is not easy to be a wife.
特别是你看到箴言31章。
Especially when you read Proverbs 31.
我有时候常常喜欢呢跟我姊妹啊开玩笑。
I often joke with my wife.
我就常常说看箴言31章是怎么样的。
I tell my wife to look at Proverbs chapter 31.
你要是那个做姊妹的，你去看看箴言31章哈，你就吓死了。
If you are a sister and you read Proverbs 31, it will scare you to death.
如果你把那个当作是一个工作去做。
If you consider that to be a work.
你要去做出箴言31章那个贤德的妻子。
If you want to perform how to be a good wife.As according to Proverbs 31.
你一定累都累死了。
It will labor you to death.
不要讲其他的，要栽种葡萄园。
Not to mention others, just a matter of planting the vineyard.
你要栽种一个葡萄园是妻子的事。
It is the wife's duty to plant a vineyard.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你做妻子是让神在你的身上做工。
To be a wife is to simply allow the Lord to do his work in you.
如果你要做一个好的妻子，
if you want to be a good wife，
如果你要做一个箴言三十一章的妻子，
if you want to be a wife according to Proverbs 31，
不是你去做工，
it is not a matter of you doing the work，
但是你让神在你的身上做工。
But altogether, a matter of allowing the Lord to do His work in you.
当神在你的身上做工做到一个地步，
as the Lord performs His work to such an extent,
你就有一个贤德妻子的样子。
And you will possess the character of a good wife.
这就是以弗所书那句话的意思。他说，我们是神的工作，我们是他的工作。
This is exactly the meaning of the words in Ephesians. We are the workmanship in His hand.
在基督里面造成。
We are wrought in Christ.
不是我们做工。
It is not us who do the work.
我们是基督的工作。
We are the workmanship of Christ.
我们好像是一个画布。
We are just like a fat canvas.
我们的主是一个画画的人。
The Lord is a painter.
今天的问题是我们愿不愿意让主在我们身上随着他的意思来画画。
The question today is, are we willing to allow the Lord to paint according to His pleasure?
今天我们的难处在哪里？
Where is our problem today?
我们自己在画我们的画。
We are the painter who does all the painting.
我们对于自己的将来有一个计划。
We have sketched out our future.
我们在这块画布上已经画满了东西。
On this canvas, we have already painted all sorts of things.
我们只是盼望主能够接受我所画的这个。
We are only wishing the Lord would accept our work.
那个不是神的杰作。
That is not the Lord's masterpiece.
有的时候我们愿意让神来画。
Sometimes we allow the Lord to paint.
但是我们只给神一个小小的框框来画。
But we only allow the Lord a small corner.
我是一个很大的一个画布，里面只有一小块是让主来画的。
We are a big canvas, but we only reserve a small corner for the Lord.
其他的部分我们自己画。
We paint the rest of it.
但是这里有一小块，主啊，随便你怎么画都可以。
Lord, here is one little portion. Do whatever you want to do.
这一小块全然奉献了。
This little portion is totally dedicated.
随便主怎么画。
Do whatever you want to do.
但是其他的部分是我自己来画。
But leave the rest of it to me.
这个不叫做神的杰作。
This is not God's masterpiece.
我们每一个人都是神的杰作。
Every one of us should be God's masterpiece.
神要在我们身上来做。
God would do such a work in us.
有的时候我们限制神。
But sometimes we restrict God.
你只可以在我身上画十笔。
You can only put 10 strokes in this canvas.
画了太多我就受不了。
If you draw too much, I cannot take it.
当神受到这样的限制的时候，
When God is restricted to such an extent,
他没有办法在我们的身上把他所要画的那个画画出来。
He's unable to paint the picture according to his heart's desire.
什么叫结果子？
So what is fruit bearing?
结果子就是让神把他要在你身上所画的把它画完。
Fruit bearing simply is to allow God to finish painting what he wants to paint in you.
当主画完的时候，他的荣耀就彰显出来。
When God finishes his painting, his glory is manifested.
当神的荣耀从你的身上彰显出来，就是结果子。
When God manifests his glory from you, that is called fruit bearing.
不是为主做工。
It is not a matter of working for the Lord.
而是让主做工。
It is a matter of allowing the Lord to work.
当那个枝子要结果子的时候，有一件事一定要发生。
When the branch desires to bear fruit, something has to happen.
就是神的生命要从他的身上经过。
That is the life of God has to pass through such branch.
弟兄姊妹，这是服事的原则。
Friends, this is the principle of service.
所有的服事都是这个原则。
All the services are based upon this principle.
就是让神的生命从我们的身上经过。
That is to allow the life of God to pass through us.
当神的生命经过以后，就有果子。
When the life of God passes through, He bears fruit.
这就是侍奉。
This is service.
我记得在今年退休会的时候，有人告诉我这一件事。
I remember during the time of our summer conference, someone told me.
他说我们聚会里面有一个姊妹，她是在学校做老师的。
In the conference, there was a sister who was a teacher at school.
所以当这位姊妹在那里带领教唱歌的时候啊，那些孩子每一个都像学生的样子。
So when this teacher was teaching the school, teaching them to sing songs, everyone was, every kid was like a student.
我们其他的弟兄或姊妹去教唱歌的时候啊，下面呢就像菜市场的样子。
So when other brothers and sisters went and taught them to sing, they were like kids at the marketplace.
为什么有这样的一个差别？
Why is the difference?
因为这个姊妹她平常是做老师的。
Because this sister who is a teacher.
当她站在那个上面，她所流露出来的是一个老师的生命。
When she stands there, she manifests a teacher's life.
当这个上面这个人他流露出来是老师的生命，那个下面的人就像个学生的样子。
So when the teacher manifests a teacher's life, the kids below are manifest students' life.
因为他们知道什么是老师。
Because they know a teacher when they see one.
因为他们天天都上学。
Because they go to school every day.
他看到一个老师他认识。
When they see a teacher, they recognize.
他发现这个是个老师，他就要像学生。
When they discover a teacher, they want to behave as a student.
当我们站在那个上面的时候，
but when we stand there,
他们就知道这个不是老师。
They can tell this is not a teacher.
因为这个没有老师的生命。
Because this person does not possess a teacher's life.
我们要服侍也是这同样的原则。
It is the same for us to serve.
我们如果在那里把神的生命流露出来，
if we manifest a life of God.
那个就是侍奉。
That is the service.
那个本身就是侍奉。
Its essence is service.
不在你为主做什么。
It is not how much you have done for God.
这是神在我们身上的心意。
This is God's purpose in us.
这是神拯救我们的一个目的。
This is the purpose by which He has saved us for.
他要让他的生命从我们的身上经过。
He would cause his life to pass through us.
有一天我们像这个枝子一样就发芽了。
One day, like this branch, we will sprout.
所以我们的神的心里是非常的急切。
Therefore, the life of God, therefore God in us is very anxious.
他常常要来看这个枝子发芽了没有。
He often comes to inspect whether the branch has sprouted.
所以在雅各书里面就有一段非常的美。
There's a description in Song of Songs which is very beautiful.
那里那个加偶就对良人说，我们早晨到葡萄园去。
There the bride says to the groom, let us arise early in the morning to inspect our vineyards.
去看看我们的葡萄树发芽了没。
To see whether the vine has sprouted.
这句话说出主的心来。
This revealed God's heart.
我们的主好像种了一个葡萄树。
Our Lord had planted a vineyard.
他常常要来看这个葡萄的枝子发芽了没有。
He will often come to inspect whether the vine has sprouted.
很可惜哦，他种的是我们这些的枝子。
But it's such a pity that he has planted us who are branches.
我们常常让他失望。
We have let him down.
他每一个早晨来看又没有发芽。
Every morning he comes to inspect to look for sprouts.
他常常离开的时候，他的心里。是失望。
But every time he leaves, he is disappointed.
因为这个枝子还没有发芽。
Because this branch has not sprouted.
有的时候我们信主一段时间。
After we believe the Lord for some time.
或者我们信主有一些年日了。
Or after many years.
我们的属灵的知识有增加。
We have accumulated much spiritual knowledge.
但是神不是来找那个属灵的知识。
God is not after spiritual knowledge.
神来是来看看你发芽了没有。
He's looking for buds.
那个芽是生命的一个记号。
The buds are the signs of life.
虽然那个芽是很小。
Even though the buds are small.
但是再小都没有关系。
But it doesn't matter.
因为那个芽是生命的记号。
Because the buds are the signs of life.
这次我们在西雅图聚会以后。
After the conference in Seattle.
这年长的弟兄心里都非常的喜乐。
The older brothers are quite joyful.
那为什么他们的心里这么喜乐呢？
Why were they joyful?
因为他们发现在年轻的弟兄的身上有些人发芽了。
Because they discovered in a group of youngsters there were buds.
他们的里面有一点生命的现象。
There were manifestations of life.
所以年长的弟兄里面非常的安慰。
Therefore the older brothers were very comforted.
我想我们的主也是这样。
I believe our Lord is the same.
我们的主他所盼望的就是我们有一天身上有发芽的记号。
What the Lord is longing for is one day there are signs of budding in us.
弟兄姊妹，你发芽了吗？
For instance, have you budded?
我想这是早上我们要在主的面前自己要省察的一件事。
I believe this is one thing that we need to examine before the Lord.
我们是一个枝子。
We are a branch.
我们发芽了没有？
But have we sprouted?
我们感谢神。
We praise God.
这个枝子如果要发芽的话
，In order for this branch to sprout,
它所有的需要都在葡萄树的里面。
All its needs are in the vine.
它不需要其他的东西。
It doesn't need anything else.
它只要能够回到主的面前。
As long as it returns to the Lord.
这段圣经里面又讲到一件很宝贝的事。
This portion of the scriptures also tells us one thing precious.
在第二节里面，他说。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Verse 2 says, Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit.
在我们身上一件很致命的一件事。
There is a very critical matter in us.
就是我们不容我们的主在我们身上做修剪的工作。
That is, we are unwilling to allow the Lord to do the work of pruning in us.
我想，我们如果比较懂得这些种树或农夫的事情的人都知道。
All those who understand the art of farming would realize.
就是所有结果子的这些树木呢，都要修剪。
That is, all the fruit-bearing branches need pruning.
如果修剪的多呢，这个果子就长得多。
More you prune it, the more fruit it bears.
如果不修剪的话呢，这果子就长不出来。
But if you do not prune it, it doesn't bear fruit.
但是这个修剪有一个难处啊。
But he faces a difficulty.
如果这个枝子被修剪的话，就一定会留下伤痕。
That is, when the branch is pruned, it leaves scars.
没有人喜欢身上有伤痕。
Nobody likes to bear scars in him.
有谁喜欢身上有伤痕？
Who takes pleasure in bearing scars?
我想天然的人没有一个人喜欢身上有伤痕。
Natural man does not like any scar at all whatsoever.
但是如果被主修剪的话，一定有伤痕。
But if you are pruned by the Lord, you must bear some scars.
一个身上没有伤痕的人不能够结果子。
A person without scars can never bear fruit.
有一首诗歌我觉得很喜欢。
I enjoy him very much.
在我们的诗歌本里面。
In our hymnal.
在399首。
In 399.
这是一首很好的诗歌。
It is a very good hymn.
这首诗歌不是说道理的诗歌。
It is not a hymn of doctrine.
这首诗歌的题目说你怎么没有伤痕。
It says, Has thou no scar?
这首诗歌的作者是Amy Carmichael。
Amy Carmichael wrote this hymn。
这个姊妹一生在印度服侍神。
She served all her life in India。
她写了前面的三节。
She wrote the first three stanzas。
然后尼托森写了后面的四节。
Watchman Nee wrote the last four。
这里面我最喜欢的第三节和第六节、第七节。
I like out of this hymn verses 3, 6, and 7。
第三节说：“怎能你无伤痕？”仆人该与主人同样，本该与我同受创伤，而你却是完整无恙，怎能你无伤？
Verse 3, No wound, no scar, yet as a master shall the servant be, and pierce the feet of all.
一定要有伤痕。
Someone has said, a follower of the Lord bears scar in his feet.
因为我们主的脚是有伤。
Because our Lord has scar in his feet.
仆人该与主人同样。
Yes, the master shall the servant be.
然后第六节告诉我们为什么我们没有伤痕。
Verse 6 tells us why we have no scar.
第六节说你却没有伤痕，是否你向世界依旁，你怕自己利益失丧，远远跟随不甚明朗，所以没有伤痕。
Verse 6 says, but you have no scar. It is whether it is because to the world you have turned. You are afraid to lose your benefits, so you follow afar. You are unclear, therefore you have no scar.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们的光景？
Brothers and sisters, is this not our condition?
我们不愿意我们的利益失丧。
We're unwilling to lose our benefits.
所以我们跟随主的时候，我们喜欢远远的跟随。
Therefore, in our following after the Lord, we follow afar.
因为知道，我们知道，我们如果跟随的太近的话，
Because we know if we follow closely,
主就会吸引我们。
The Lord will attract us.
我们如果被主吸引的话，我们身上就会有伤痕。
Once we're attracted by the Lord, we would have scar in us.
为了保护我们自己的利益，
In order to protect our benefits,
我们选择远远的跟随。
We choose to follow from a distance.
我们就不甚明朗。
And we are unclear at all.
所以没有伤。
Therefore we bear no scar.
最后一节。
Last verse.
你怎没有伤痕？没有疲倦，只有安详。能否有人忠心受伤？能否有人跟随羔羊，而他没有伤痕？
Why have you no scar?Have no fatigue, and you have only peace and rest. Can any man be faithful and receive the reward? Can any man follow the Lamb, yet without scar?
能否有人忠心受伤？能否有人跟随羔羊，而他没有伤痕？
Can there be a man who is faithful, who receives the reward, and who follows after the Lamb, and yet without scar?
这首诗歌之所以好，不是他讲的道理。
This hymn is good, is not in its doctrines.
这首诗歌之所以好，乃是他把神的心向我们打开一点。
This hymn is good in that it opens the heart of God to us a little bit.
这首诗歌之所以好，乃是他摸着我们心灵深处。
This hymn is good in that it touches the depth of our being.
让我们看见我们没有伤痕的原因。
Revealing the fact that we have no scar.
弟兄姊妹，这个葡萄树乃是从埃及里面挪出来的。
And sisters, this vine is plucked out of Egypt.
既然葡萄树已经从埃及挪出来了，所有的葡萄枝子也已经从埃及里面挪移出来了。
Since the vine has been removed from Egypt, all the branches are also far removed from Egypt.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
这是一个不能改变的事实。
This is an unchangeable fact.
虽然我们这些做枝子的心里面仍然爱慕埃及。
Even though those of us who are branches still in our heart long for Egypt.
但是我们的地位已经与埃及分别出来。
Positionally, we're fully separated from Egypt.
今天我们的前途只有一个。
We only have one future today.
就是与这个葡萄树连接。
That is to be in union with such a vine.
当主在修剪我们的时候，
As the Lord prune us,
是让我们的生命更加的丰富。
He wants us to have abundant life,
让他的生命能够经过我们的生命。
To let his life flow through us.
我们需要在属灵的路上能够认识这件事。
We need to understand these things in our spiritual journey.
好叫我们接受神在我们身上的修剪。
So we will accept the Lord's pruning in us.
主常常把我们安排在这样的环境。
The Lord often arranges circumstances for us.
今天神也许要借着你的丈夫来修剪。
Today maybe the Lord will prune you through your husband.
或者借着你的妻子来修剪。
Or to prune you through your wife.
或者借着你的工作来修剪。
Or to prune you through your works.
或者借着你的儿女。要来修剪。
To prune you through your children.
我们都不愿意被人修剪。
None of us is willing to be pruned by others.
我们却很喜欢来修剪别人。
And yet we delight in pruning other people.
有的时候，在这里弟兄姊妹分享话语的时候，心里也是很战惊恐惧。
Many times as we share a word here, we're full of fear and trembling.
因为人总有讲的不完全的时候。
Because men's words are incomplete.
所以需要弟兄姊妹的包容。
So we need brothers and sisters' toleration.
希望不是被弟兄姊妹修剪。
We hope not to be pruned by brothers and sisters.
只有主能够修剪。
Only the Lord can prune us.
我们不能够彼此的修剪。
We cannot prune each other.
我们只有仰望主来做这一件。
We can only look to the Lord to do such a work.
那个剪子不在我们的手中。
The scissors are not in our hand.
任何一个人如果要去摸那个剪子的话，
Anyone to touch the pruning shears,
只会造成更大的难处。
He will only cause much more problems.
因为我们不知道如何的修剪。
Because we do not know how to prune.
只有主知道。
Only the Lord knows.
他是那个栽培的人。
He is a husbandman.
弟兄姊妹，我再说一次，只有一个栽培的人。
Francis, I repeat again, there's only one husbandman.
就是我们天上的。
That is our heavenly Father.
所以我们在地上的时候，我们不再找一个人来跟随。
So we do not find another one to follow after.
以西结里面讲到说，你们找一个枝子来管理你们。
Ezekiel tells us, you look for a branch to rule over you.
今天我们在地上，我们不找一个枝子来管理我们。
Today on the earth, we're not looking for branches to rule over us.
我们乃是仰望我父，他是栽培我们的人。
We look to our Father, who is our vine dresser.
只有他知道怎么样来修剪。
Only He knows how to prune us.
但愿我们在主的面前，能够借着葡萄树认识属灵的道路。
May we understand the spiritual way, through this analogy of the vine.
我们能够认识生命的原则。
That we will understand the principle of life.
知道侍奉的原则。
That we would know the principle of service.
在约翰福音第二章里面讲到迦拿的婚宴。
John chapter 2 tells us there is a wedding feast at Cana.
圣经上告诉我们，这是主耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
And scripture tells us this is the first sign the Lord performed.
我们的主在地上行了大约是35个神迹。
The Lord performed roughly 35 signs.
而这一个把水变成酒，这个神迹是所有神迹里面的头一个。
And this turning water into wine is the first of many.
所以这个神迹有一个特别的重要性。
Therefore, this sign occupies an important place.
这个神迹是所有神迹的一个根基。
This sign is the foundation of all the other miracles.
这个神迹简单的来说就是把水变成酒。
Simply put, this miracle is just turning water into wine.
只有葡萄树能够把水变成酒。
Only a vine tree can turn water into wine.
当这个葡萄树吸收了地里或天上的水分。
When this vine has soaked up all the earthly and heavenly waters.
然后用它的生命结出了葡萄。
And through its life bears fruit.
然后这个葡萄经过压榨以后就成了葡萄酒。
Once the grapes are pressed, it becomes a wine.
只有葡萄树它是把水变成酒。
Only the vine tree can turn water into wine.
因此我们的主在那里把水变成酒的时候，他实在是彰显他就是真的葡萄树。
So as the Lord was turning water into wine there, he was manifesting that he is the true vine.
那个时候主耶稣的母亲就来问他的时候，主耶稣说了一句话。
When the mother of Jesus came and told him something, the Lord replied.
他说我的时候还没有到。
My time, my hour has not yet come.
为什么主的时间还没有到呢？
Why is not the Lord's hour come?
为什么主还不能把水变酒呢？
Why couldn't the Lord turn water into wine?
因为他们的酒还没有用尽。
Because their wine was not fully consumed.
要等到他们的酒用尽。
He was waiting until their wine is fully consumed.
今天主的时候好像也还没有到。
Today it seems as though the Lord's hour is not yet come.
因为我们的酒还没有用尽。
Because we have not yet consumed fully our wine.
我们还有许多自己的酒。
We have kept our own wine.
我们还有自己的智慧。
We have kept our own wisdom.
我们还有自己的能力。
Our own ability.
在酒还没有用尽的时候，这个主不能够行神迹。
Before our wine is fully consumed, the Lord cannot perform such a miracle.
我们还像一个枝子，还要为主做工。
We are yet like a branch wanting to do a work for the Lord.
如果我们还要为主做工的时候，就表示我们的酒还没有用尽。
If we're there trying to do a work for the Lord, it symbolizes our wine is not yet used up.
因此主说我的时候还没有到。
Therefore the Lord says my hour has not yet come.
他在等候一件事。
He's waiting for something.
等到有一天你的酒用尽。
When the day comes that your wine is fully used up.
有一天主把你带到一个环境的里面。
The Lord brings you to a circumstance.
你发现你的酒用尽。
You discover your wine is all dried up.
你从前所有的现在都没有。
What you had formerly is all gone.
你所知道的方法你都已经试过。
All the methods that you knew had been tried.
所有你认识的人你都已经请教过了。
All the people that you are acquainted with, you have asked.
他们的建议都已经试过了。
You have tried all their suggestions.
所有的医生你都看过了。
You have been to all the doctors.
所有的秘方你都也试过了。
You have tried all the secret, remedies.
有一天酒用尽。
One day the wine is dried up.
这个时候主的时候就到了。
Now the hour of the Lord has come.
因为他是葡萄树。
Because he is the vine.
他可以把水变酒。
He can turn the water into wine.
他可以在借着他的生命从你经过。
He can cause his life to pass through you.
今天主仍然在等候我们。
Today the Lord is still waiting for us.
等到有一天我们的酒用尽。
Until such a day as our wine is consumed.
如果你读旧约的话。
When you read the Old Testament.
你就发现一件事。
You discover one thing.
这个葡萄园呢，常常跟房屋一起，被提出来。
The matter of the vineyard is often mentioned side by side with the matter of the house.
这个葡萄园又常常跟城墙一起提出来。
The vineyard also is mentioned side by side with the walls.
你没有时间，跟弟兄姊妹读那些圣经，但是好多好多。
We don't have time to read all the verses. There are many.
常常说建造房屋。栽种葡萄园。
Often it mentions building a house, planting a vineyard.
修建城墙，栽种葡萄园。
Repairing a wall, building a vineyard.
这两件事都有属灵的意思。
These two have spiritual significances.
城墙和房屋代表外面的见证。
The wall and the house represent the outward testimonies.
葡萄园代表里面的属灵的生活。
The vineyard represents inward spiritual life.
所以主把以色列人带回耶路撒冷的时候
When the Lord brought the captivity back to Jerusalem,
他们要建城墙
They wanted to build the wall.
他们也要栽种葡萄
They wanted to plant a vineyard.
他们要有外面的见证
They wanted to have outward testimony.
但是也要需要里面的生活
They also required an inward life.
需要里面的生命
They needed an inward life.
这是主的心意。
Because this is the Lord's heart's desire.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是只重视外面的城墙而忘记了葡萄园？
Brothers and sisters, are we only paying attention to external walls and forgetting the vineyard within?
我们是不是只看见了房屋而忽略了葡萄园？
Have we only seen the house and we neglect the vineyard?
你的葡萄园在哪里？
Where is your vineyard?
如果你读旧约的话，
If you read the Old Testament.
还有一句话常常出现。
There's also another phrase.
这是先知常常说的。
The prophets often mention it.
他说个人要在自己的葡萄树下。
That is, each one should come under his own vineyard.
每一个人应当有自己的葡萄园。
Each one should possess his own vineyard.
表示这个属灵的生活是一个个人的一个生活。
Signifying the spiritual life is individualistic.
在圣经里面，你又发现一件事。
You discover another thing in the Bible.
这个葡萄园跟其他的园都不一样。
This vineyard is different from all the other gardens.
你仔细去读。
You read it carefully.
这个葡萄园呢是有墙的。
This vineyard possesses a hedge.
别的园子没有墙。
None of the other gardens have hedge.
但是葡萄园呢一定有墙。
But vineyard must have hedge.
没有墙也有篱笆。
Even without hedge, it should have some sort of
这代表什么
？What does that mean？
这个生命呢，是我们里面的生命。
It means this life is an inward life。
这个生命是一个隐藏的生命。
This life is a hidden life。
这个生命不是外面人看得见的生命。
It's not an outward life where men can see。
房屋是人看得见。
The houses are seen。
是我们在外面的表现。
It is our outward manifestation。
这葡萄园是我们里面的生命。
Vineyard is our inward life。
是我们里面人的真实的生命的光景。
Is the real condition in us.
不能只有房屋而没有葡萄。
We can never have just a house and without a vineyard.
而且我们需要有自己的葡萄。
And we also need to have our own vineyard.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们的葡萄园在哪？
Where is our vineyard?
我们的葡萄园在什么地方?
Where is our vineyard?
我们感谢主，主呼召我们来跟随他。
Thank God for having called us to follow him.
他说我是葡萄树。
He said, I am the true vine.
这是我们的盼望。This
is our hope.
今天我们在主面前最重要的一件事就是认识不是我们。
The most important thing before the Lord is to know it is not us.
要好久我们才会学到这个功课。
Sometimes it seems it takes a long time for us to even realize this.
不是我。
It is not I.
不是我。
It is not I.
乃是基督。
But Christ.
当我们认识这件功课以后,
Once we have learned such a lesson,
从前在我们身上是一个重担,
Formerly it was a heavy burden on us.
然后就除掉了。
Then the burden was lifted.
因为不是我。
Because it is not I.
如果是我的话,
If it is I,
那重担都在我的身上。
All the burdens are placed upon my shoulders.
弟兄姊妹, 你是不是这样?
For instance, is this your case?
你有没有觉得你很有重担?
If you felt a heavy burden,
你有没有觉得家庭的重担?
If you felt the burden of family,
你有没有感觉, 这个服事上的重担?
If you felt the burden of service,
你有没有感到身体上疾病的这个重担?
If you felt the burden of infirmities,
你有没有感到这个养育儿女的这个重担?
If you felt the burden of rearing the young,
如果这些重担都压在你的身上,
if all these burdens are upon you,
弟兄姊妹，我们早上要来认识这件事。
Brother, this morning we need to know this.
不是我。
It is not I.
不是我。
It is not I.
乃是基督。
But Christ.
但愿神让我们看见有一个葡萄树在这里。
May the Lord reveal such a vine to us.
我们不过是一个枝子。
We are nothing but a branch.
离了葡萄树，我们就不能做什么。
Apart from the vine, we can do nothing.
为什么不能做什么?
Why can we do nothing?
因为本来就不是我们能做的。
Because it's nothing for us to do anyway.
是他借着我们做的。
It is He doing it through us.
既然是他借着我们做的。
Since it is He who does it through us.
离了主就不能做什么。
Apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
这是一个属灵的一个实际。
This is a spiritual reality.
盼望主能够让我们多思想这个葡萄树和枝子。
May the Lord cause us to meditate upon the matter of the vine and branches. We need to often meditate upon this. And then allow this thing to speak to our hearts.
让这一个事来开启我们看见属灵的道路是什么。Let
this thing open the spiritual way to us.
让这个树让我们看到生命的原则是什么。Through
this tree we will see the principle of life.
让这棵树让我们看见我们怎么样来服侍他。
And through this tree that we would know how to serve him.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his own word.
我们一同祷告。 主，我们感谢你, 因为你实在是真葡萄树。
Lord, we thank you, you truly are the vine.
我们都是枝子。
We are the branches.
我们感谢赞美你, 是你自己做工。
Thank you and praise you, it is you who does the work.
不是我们做工。
It is not us who work.
是你自己牧养我们。
It is you who nurture us.
不是我们在这里寻找。
It is not us who seek after you.
主早上让我们在你的面前能够有一个柔软的心。
This morning may we possess a softened heart.
让我们看见主在我们身上的心愿。
We will see your heart's desire in us.
你愿意看到我们身上能够发芽。
You long to discover budding in us.
你要让我们的身上能够流露你自己的生命。
You long to discover that we would flow out your life.
我们求你遮盖人所有的软弱。May
you cover all our weaknesses.
好叫圣灵能够在这里帮助我们。So
that the Holy Spirit can help us.
让我们在你的话语里面有光。So
that we will receive light from your word.
因此我们能够在你的面前悔改。In
order that we may repent before you.
在我们的心里面, 主求你恢复那个葡萄园。Lord,
in our hearts, may you recover such a vineyard.
让我们在你的里头, 实在是与主有真实的联合。So
that in you, we have the true union with you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.